Hello, this is Charlie. Hello. This is Charlie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is End of the Skill to Catch a Vibe, and we are here today with trainees. If you guys want to put those headphones on, I guess there's only two pairs of headphones over there. Put some headphones on and lean in close to the mics and say hello. If you guys see me, like how close hello. I am to the mic, you don't want to touch it, but you want to get close enough that you're like whispering into the microphone's ear, hypothetically.
Hi.
All right, that's good. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Say your name, and then what was the last song you listened to?
My name is Asaf, and the last song I listened to is Not Like Us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vanya. Last song I listened to, Kiss It Better by Rihanna.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lucy, and the last song I listened to is Toxic by Britney Spears.
Hello, my name is Jacob, and the last song I listened to was Back Again by King Von.
Excellent work, guys. Not Like Us. Yeah, that's the best one. Yeah, we're gonna hop into our song. So this week, our album that we're gonna listen to, and it's only half an hour long, so we're gonna have time for some more stuff, is Rotary Connection self-titled. And this is a really good album. We listened to a couple Rotary Connection songs last week, and I was originally thinking I wanted to highlight their album Songs, which came out a couple years later, but we did not have that here. So we have this one. This one has some good ones. It has a Rolling Stone cover. We love Bob Dylan. And it also has a cover of the Rolling Stones. So, like Rolling Stone and Rolling Stones. It is featuring Minnie Riperton, who's a great singer, but using her more as an instrument, really, than as a lead vocalist. And they really found their stride when they made her the lead vocalist. But this is their first album. So without further ado, this is Rotary Connection.
We'll be right back.
say you know all about life and that you know why all the lights are turned on. Well, if you're my friend, don't keep me in the darkness, silently waiting the dawn.
Like, so. Hello, hello. That was the first half of Rotary Connection's self-titled album. You guys just listened to Like a Rolling Stone. I hope you guys like that. I think that cover's okay. Do you guys like that song, Bob Dylan?
I like the song. I'm not sure I like the cover. I think the cover leaves something to be desired.
There's almost no words.
Right.
The only words are the chorus.
That's true. I think, yeah, I think he could have done a little more. But I think Bob Dylan did pretty well. So it's kind of hard to... It's kind of hard to cover that. Clearly, I don't know what I'm talking about.
And that's the beauty of the radios, because we got basically no one listening to us right now. We can do absolutely whatever we want. True. And if anyone is listening, feel free to call in and say hi. Our phone number is 855-915-WMFO. So that's 855-915-9636. You could also tell us how you feel about music in general on our website at the DJ chat. I have that pulled up, so if you say anything, I'll see it.
Someone could also call and just talk about anything, couldn't they?
Well, yes, but if it's not, like, a good thing, I'll hang up.
Or to ask for advice.
It's true.
Once someone called me and asked me to come to their house and beat them up.
Did you do it?
No, I blocked the guy's number. It's, like, the same guy who's creep called several times.
Well, at least he's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least we got someone
listening.
That's
what I'm
saying. Yeah. If you're listening right now, we will not beat you up.
Mia, you flipped
no matter how bad you ask.
Oh, thank you, Mia. Is there anything else you guys want to say before we hop into the second half? We're freeform as a station here, and I take that kind of to the extreme with not planning stuff.
Well, I think we brainstormed some possible conversation topics. I'd be down to get into any of it, really.
How was your day, guys?
I didn't do anything. I went to school. How was your day?
I didn't do anything. I went to school, too.
I went to school, but I also went to 2 office hours. So, and that was pretty fruitful, so I'm happy about that.
Office hours is where the magic happens.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you that. They should tell you that as a freshman. Go to office hours.
They do tell you that, but you just don't go because you're a freshman.
I see.
Yes, to all our freshman listeners, go to office hours.
Yes. Or even if you're, like, a rising senior in high school, you should carry that advice with you. But it's never too late to start.
I was having a conversation last night, and here's how I put it. The readings in the class give you a chunk of knowledge. Class time sands down that ball into a nice workable object. Office hours puts the polish on it and gets you ready to go.
I think I went to office hours like twice.
Well, Charlie, you should not set a bad example for our myriad of listeners. I think... office hours.
They're quite an impressionable bunch.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you guys.
Please.
So, say an evil wizard walks up to you guys on the street.
Ooh.
And he says that he could give you wings, but he wants to take as much of your height, inches off your height, as he can. How many inches have you given up?
I got nothing to spare.
So, you're 5'7", right?
5'8".
Okay, so I could give 3
hypothetical
inches.
Hypothetical question.
I could give 3 inches. I think I could give 3 inches.
I thought you were 5'9".
I'm 5'11".
I'd give my whole height for wings.
Wow.
To soar in among the clouds.
You really would.
Wait, so like the more you give, the more you give, the bigger your wings will be? Or like?
No, he just wants to take as much height as he can. He's evil like that.
I guess I'd give it my all as well.
But you'd have no body with which to fly.
Yeah, I'd be in like an inch
wait,
tall.
Wait, but he's
but
not
like,
asking for all of it. He's asking for as much as he'll be willing to get.
This is a bad negotiating strategy.
Yeah, why not give less?
Why not give it your all?
Because I like my body and having it.
You're the only one?
I guess so. All right, I like that, but give us another one.
We'll just move on to the music. I got no more questions.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If you could either fly or be invisible, what would you be?
Fly, for sure. Absolutely fly. That's like number one. If I could be any animal, I'd be a bird.
Okay.
What level of exertion is the flying?
That's a good question.
Is the flying sprinting? Or is flying like leisurely walking.
I'm flying 100%.
Lucy?
I think I would choose flying as well.
All right, I'm going to go for invisible just because I have to be special, you know?
What can you do? Like, what do you want to do?
Well, for example, right now you can hear me, but you couldn't see me, and that has some significant advantages.
Like what?
Well, I would have a significant power advantage over you because I could see you, but you couldn't see me.
But if I were a regular listener on the radio, wouldn't that be the circumstance anyway?
Mm. Well,
that's true. They can't see any of us right now.
It's we're true. Invisible. But if we had it.
But we're also flying because we're flying through the air as radio waves.
So true. Oh. So true. Okay. I think flying is just the most efficient form of travel.
I've always thought that, like, my dream superpower would be to, like, teleport to anything I can see. So, like, I'd like to jump to just anything I can see.
Mm. I'd like to teleport to places I can't see as well, though.
Yeah,
that would be pretty powerful, but yeah. I don't know. I've always enjoyed, like, the path-making aspect of that in my imagination.
Okay. Okay. I have another question. If you could be president of Tufts for a day and have all the power in the world, what would you change?
That is all the power in the world.
I'd fix the floor in the back hallway of WMFO.
That's what you would do?
Seems like a biased answer.
That's what you would do? Okay.
I've asked facilities to come fix it a bunch of times, and they keep saying, maybe they will.
Okay. What would you guys do?
I need to think about it for a second.
Where do we start?
Jacob, what would you do?
Better gym.
Oh,
bigger,
yeah,
bigger, bigger, not better.
Yeah. Bigger, no, better and bigger for sure. Better equipment, cleaner.
All right, let's hop into the second half of the album, or else we're not going to get to listen to it. It's Rotary Connection,
I'd
part
prefer to
two.
Speak.
I felt like we were had.
Soul man. wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to break your heart. Didn't wanna have to do it. Kept hope from the very start. But you kept on trying, and I knew you'd end up crying. And I knew I didn't wanna have to do it at all. Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept hoping there'd be something to delay it again. Was a time when I thought our love could fly and never, never fall. Why should I suppose we were never really meant to be close to each other at all? Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. Kept the hope there'd be something to delay it again. Yeah, but then, no, I didn't want to have to be the one to say the end. No, no, not the end. No, no, not the end. Oh, I didn't want to have to. Didn't wanna have to do it. No, no, not the end. I didn't wanna have to do it.
going back to hear the Tribe Called Quest sample in the song. It's De La Soul, it's Anita Applebaum.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change the name?
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. I was not expecting that, Ruby Tuesday. That's crazy. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. Did I read that part already? For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Hello, we're back, guys. We're back to talk for our last 10 minutes of the show.
Let's go.
So have you guys gotten at least sort of a hang of radio?
I think more than sort of. I think we're doing okay.
I think we're ready to go.
Yeah.
So you guys Office are hours. Both going to pair up to do shows?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
So you guys want to do a talk show.
We do.
What's Office Hours.
It's going to be about...
I think we're going to do a music forward show, but we would like help coming up with a name.
Well, what music are you thinking about playing?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I listen to a lot of like R&B, little hip hop, and then Vanya.
I feel like I listen to a lot of maybe like modern kind of, a lot of pop. Yeah. Things like that.
Well, you guys are all going to get a little bit of a chance next week to run your own mini show. Can you believe that? So you, dear listener, if you're out there, are going to listen to our wonderful trainees each execute a slightly less than 10-minute set. Because with transfers and talking, we're going to run into the wall.
Which is a song, by the way.
Yeah. So, I know you guys want to do a talk show, but you're going to have to do a musical bit.
Okay. We could do that.
Yeah.
And each do your own one. This is just to practice the board rather than practicing what show you're going to do eventually. So, you guys need to bring out one... Wait, I'll talk about this off the air. Do you guys want to talk about anything else on the air? Did you guys see any good movies lately?
I'm supposed to see this movie called I'm Still Here on Friday. It's a Brazilian movie, and I think it has some sort of a political bent, but it's the only movie that the Somerville, like the Davis Square Theater, is showing on Friday at 9:55 p.m.
I heard it's really good, but
really?
They also do $7 tickets on Tuesdays. Wow. So if you ever go to Somerville Theater, I always go on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I watched recently that was really good?
What?
Legally Blonde.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Great movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
As a feminist, it's heroic. It's a feminist movie.
They're showing Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I haven't seen that one.
In 70mm.
That's a good movie, but not rewatchable.
Which one? Once Upon a Time?
In Hollywood. Once Upon a Time.
I don't know that movie.
Showing
it's,
some Italian.
It's a Tarantino.
Oh. How about... Does anyone watch Pretty Woman? Because I'm in the middle of watching that.
You watch it in sections?
No.
Okay.
But just, you know, whatever cuts the butter that day.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Forrest Gump.
True Stories.
I've never heard of that one.
Me neither.
It's, I don't know. We can listen to True Stories.
Wait, no, this is more appropriate. What's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist? I think my number one listened to artist all time is King Krule.
Okay.
Just going statistically. Then probably Vampire Weekend.
Hmm.
Okay. If we're going statistically. We can pull up the numbers right now.
What about you guys?
From this year or all time?
All time, I guess.
All time. I think every year I've had Spotify, and they've been doing the Wrapped, Fall Out Boy has always been my top five.
I do not hear that often.
I know, right?
No.
Very
old
you?
School.
Big Thief is my number one, and I'm getting into Lauryn Hill right now.
Lucy?
I love Lauryn Hill.
No.
Kanye West.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Controversial.
Controversial. Yeah,
yeah. That's crazy, especially lately.
He pulled some crazy stuff at the Grammys.
I didn't know if I should say it out loud, but
yeah, you're canceled.
It's a brave choice.
You're
for
canceled.
Sure. Yeah. What songs are your favorite?
I like more of his like old music. Lately I'm really into Devil in a New Dress.
What tweets are your favorite?
This one. I'm the reason I smile every day.
Oh, wait. That's positivity.
Yeah.
Good job, Kanye.
I had a Kanye quote on my computer. I took it off.
Why? Because you didn't want to be pursued.
What was the quote?
It was the, I guess we'll never know quote. He won a Grammy, and he was like,
Oh, yeah.
They asked me what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
Wait, that's sick.
That's
it was a famous quote. I had to take it off, though. Too much heat.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
I mean, you get a lot of heat for liking Kanye, I think.
Yeah, I do, so...
You can separate the man and the music.
Yeah, I just say that I just like his music.
So. I think his twisted personality is definitely part of the music. Like, he's never the hero in his songs.
That's true.
I don't think you can truly, like, separate who he is as a person from his music.
I think you need to be a little bit crazy to make music that experimental, yeah.
He's definitely not a normal guy.
No. Well, that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you,
Wait,
trainees.
What music do you like?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what music do you like?
I like a lot of music.
Oh, I thought you were sighing because you wanted to be
No,
honest.
I was sighing because I like to hear the sound of my own voice, particularly on the radio.
All right, thank you everyone for listening.
You'll get a chance next week to hear our wonderful trainees more, but for now, this has been the Xander the Skilled Catch Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, Tough Street from Radio. This is Charlie. Next up is Project Nim with Joe.
DiMaggio.
I'm out of here.
Frank James, Jesse James, Billy Kid, and all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my Waddles Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. 55 girls, I kiss them all at the same time.
9:30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, I brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my bus. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.